My dearly beloved in Christ, in past years on Mother's Day, I have spoken of our three mothers. Each of us has three mothers. We have our own natural mother who gave us birth, who brought us into this world and raised us. We have our mother, the church. As members of the Catholic Church, members of the mystical body, we are children of our mother. And we refer to the Catholic Church as Holy Mother Church for a good reason. Because just as a mother nurtures her children, so the Church nurtures us with the sacraments, with her teachings, with the guidance of the priests and bishops and so forth. So it is fitting that we refer to the Church as a spiritual mother. But of course, also we have a third mother, a very important mother, and that is our Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who became our spiritual mother when she stood at the foot of the cross at the death of her divine Son, who died for us. She adopted us, you might say, as her spiritual children. And it is so important that we reflect upon this title of Our Lady as Mother, as our spiritual mother, and that we honor her as our mother. Of course, we do so during the month of May in a particular way, but we should honor Our Lady every day as our mother. When we say the Hail Mary, the greatest prayer to Our Lady, in the second half of the prayer, we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. She is the Mother of God, but again, also the Mother of us. And in that regard, I'd like to read to you from the words of Our Lady to Juan Diego at Guadalupe in 1531, nearly 500 years ago. At the first apparition to Juan Diego, she said, Dear little son, I love you. I want you to know who I am. I am the ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of the true God, who gives life and maintains it in existence. He created all things. He is in all places. He is Lord of heaven and earth. I desire a church at this place where I will show my compassion to your people and to all people who sincerely ask my help in their work and in their sorrows. Here I will see their tears. I will console them, and they will be at ease. And then she went on to instruct him to go to the bishop and so forth. So that was words of Our Lady at the first apparition. Notice how she says that I will bless those who come here. I will see their tears. She knows our struggles. She knows our sorrows. She knows our trials, our difficulties. She sees our tears. It reminds you of the words we say in another wonderful prayer to Our Lady, the Hail Holy Queen, that we are mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Now, I would like to quote a few other words of Our Lady to Juan Diego, and this was in the last apparition. I believe there were four apparitions between the 8th or 9th of December and then the last one on the 12th of December. And on that day, she said this, My little son, do not be distressed and afraid. Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Your uncle will not die at this time, this very moment, his health is restored, etc. Juan Diego is very concerned about his dying uncle, and he was actually on his way to fetch a priest to come and give the last sacraments to his uncle. And that's when Our Lady met him and said these words. Now, this is a translation from the Aztec language, so it's not exact necessarily. This translation has, Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Another translation I have seen is, Are you not in the crossing of my arms? The idea you think of a mother caressing her infant son or daughter, pressing the child to her bosom. And so Our Lady, using that analogy with Juan Diego, Am I not here who am your mother? And do I not protect you, etc.? You are under my shadow and protection. So our Blessed Mother indeed is our spiritual mother. And she takes that role of mother very much to heart. We see it here in her apparition at Juan Diego at Guadalupe. We see in the apparitions to Bernadette at Lourdes, to the children at Fatima, and so forth. But we also know that Our Lady is the mediatrix of all graces, that our Divine Lord has chosen to dispense His graces to us through the hands of His Mother. And therefore, those who are especially devoted to her receive a greater share of the graces that she dispenses. One of the things I recommend that you do every year during the month of May is to take out a book on Our Lady and read a section. You probably have already read the wonderful, beautiful book on Our Lady by St. Alphonsus called The Glories of Mary. It has two halves, two parts to that book. And in the first half, he simply takes the prayer, the Hail Holy Queen, which was written about 1,000 years ago, believed to have been written by a German monk who lived in the early 1000s. We don't know for sure the authorship, but it is such a dear prayer to Catholics. Hail, Holy Queen. So we invoke her as Queen. Then we go on to say, Mother of Mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And St. Alphonsus takes that prayer and takes it word by word, phrase by phrase, for his book, The Glories of Mary. So if you've never read that book, I highly recommend it. Another classic is True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. Another favorite book of mine is called The Love of Mary. And there are many others. So that's one thing we can do during the month of May to foster our devotion, because we need to enkindle that devotion, to keep it going, we might say. And we also practice this devotion through our prayer life. We have those beautiful prayers, the Hail Mary, the greatest prayer to Our Lady, the greatest prayer because it begins with the words of the archangel who is sent from God himself to invite her to be his mother. Hail Mary, full of grace. The first words of the angel, full of grace when he greeted Our Lady. Blessed art thou among women. And Elizabeth at the visitation added the words, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And Holy Mother Church added the remaining words. So that is the greatest prayer to Our Lady, the Hail Mary. We repeat it frequently in the Rosary. Another beautiful prayer again is the Hail Holy Queen. And a third is the prayer written some 900 years ago by St. Bernard of Clairvaux. It's called the Memorare, from the first word in Latin, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, sought thy intercession, was left unaided. You think about that. Never has it been heard that a client of Our Lady went to her humbly, earnestly, begging her help, and was rejected. That would be impossible for Our Lady to reject one who appeals to her and asks her help. The problem is that we fail to go to Our Lady as often as we should. We fail to go to her with a humble heart and with confidence, begging her assistance. We should implore Our Lady's help often, especially by praying the daily rosary, but also through ejaculatory prayer. My mother, my confidence is a favorite prayer. Sweetheart of Mary, be my salvation, another one. And even just the holy names of Jesus and Mary, which are so powerful. So let us reflect during this month of May on our devotion to our Blessed Mother. Is it what it should be? Is it the tender love of a child? That is a mark of true devotion, according to St. Louis Marie de Montfort. First of all, it has to be interior. It's not just a collection of external practices. It comes from the heart. Even the practices we do, placing flowers before Our Lady's shrine, having a procession, reciting certain prayers, these have merit because of the love that's in our heart. It must not be mere rote, but it must come from the heart. So our devotion to Our Lady must be interior, and it must be tender, like that of a loving child towards its mother. It also must lead us to become Mary-like, to imitate her virtues. If we have a true devotion, it will lead us to a better life. Let us never look upon devotion to Mary as just something that we have recourse to her when we are in need. We do it indeed in those moments, but we also honor and love her because she deserves it, not because of what we can get out of the devotion, but because we have a real love in our hearts. So let us make sure we have a true devotion to Mary, one that leads us to become Mary-like and Christ-like, to imitate her virtues. Do you dress modestly? Do you imitate that virtue of our Blessed Mother that's so dear to her, the virtues of purity and modesty and innocence and holiness, her various qualities? Now today on Mother's Day, we reflect upon our own mothers. We pray for our own mothers, whether living or deceased. But our mothers, as devoted as they were and have been for our upbringing, are human. And there might be times when you thought you were not adequately helped by your mother when you went to her. She was busy and maybe neglected you when you needed that tender solace that a mother alone can give. Maybe you felt that you didn't have always those devoted offices of a loving mother. Because again, our human mothers are human. They're not perfect. But our Blessed Mother is perfect. And she could never neglect us if we do our part. So let us foster that devotion this month and then continue it throughout the year and throughout our lives to honor and love our spiritual mother, our Blessed Mother, who loves us so much and is so interested in our salvation. She will do her part. Let us do ours. And it begins with a tender devotion to our loving Heavenly Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.